We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN here on a Monday morning. Segment number four up next with Randy Clifford, Director of Recreation with Manhattan Parks and Rec. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Brandon.
Pleasure to have you on here. Of course, we got a lot of it's a busy time here with the Parks and Rec Department, a lot of stuff coming up here. But we'll start first briefly talking about your Park and Rec Advisory Board. That is tonight here at 4:30.
That's correct, and really no action items to report on for this month's meeting. We'll be just providing a PowerPoint update on seasonal hiring, summer programs, some of our current projects to the board, just kind of get them up to speed on everything that's happening right now. But should be a fairly routine meeting for the most part, but we do invite people to always to tune in and check out the meeting and find out a little more about what's going on right now.
All right, and those are available on the city's website, cityofmhk.com/TV, if you want to tune in. Big grand opening coming up here next week, I guess 2 weeks from now, May 21st, and that's for the new Anthony Recreation Center.
Yeah, we're really excited about that, Brandon. That's going to be a culmination of a year-long construction project, and we'll have another one in about 3 months later at the Eisenhower location. But again, coming on the heels of the Douglas opening, back in March. So ribbon cutting, grand opening on Friday, March, May 21st, as you said, at 3:30. And we are going to be having several people involved in that. Some of the city dignitaries will be there. We'll have representatives from the design team, McCown Gordon, Anderson Knight Architects, and we'll have a few people that will be there to speak in for the grand opening event. And then we'll have it available for people to visit, kind of see the facility while they're there. We also have some kind of kickoff activities planned with the ribbon cutting, just to highlight some of the different features of the building and to allow people to kind of see some of the different aspects of what we'll be able to offer there in these new facilities. We're going to follow that on Saturday then with an open house. And on the open house, we really want people to come out and just have a chance at their leisure time during our open hours on that Saturday, May 22nd from 9 to 4. Just to visit the facility, come in, check it out. We will be giving kind of impromptu tours, but it's pretty much be a self-guided kind of thing. You can see the different features of the facility. We'll be giving away some door prizes. We'll have some drawings that day and some other giveaway items, and encouraging people to go ahead and start getting their family set up with a Civic Rec account, because that's how we'll use that in order to check people in at the front desk each visit. And again, want to remind people there is no cost for the daily walk-in use of this facility, as well as the Eisenhower when that opens. So we're excited about that feature for the community, and you just need to get registered for your Civic Rec account so that you can basically check in each time.
All right, that's right by my house, so I'm really looking forward to that. If I want to take my girls up there, maybe shoot some hoops or something, that a possibility then indoors?
It sure is, and that's one that's going to be kind of the beauty of these new facilities. Even when we have other scheduled events or planned activities or rentals in those facilities, we'll still try to make sure that we've got some space at least at one location in the community. With Douglas and Anthony and Eisenhower, when they all get open, we want to make sure there's always some open court time so that people have the ability to drop in at any time and use facilities. That's going to be a big plus. We're adding, with Douglas and the two middle school sites, we're adding 10 new courts, and we have the ability to do basketball, volleyball, pickleball. We'll also have at Anthony Eisenhower the ability to put in portable turf. We can drop down netting systems, so we can do essentially baseball, softball type practice activities. We can do high velocity sports like soccer, and we have a lot of flexibility of different things we can do. We also got the elevated walking tracks at both locations that people will be able to come in and use anytime. And we have the multi-purpose room that'll be a nicely equipped facility with sound system and AV equipment, an adjoining kitchens, catering type kitchen, which can be used for that or as a concession stand, either way. And so those are all nice features that these facilities will offer that be pretty flexible in how we can do things.
That's pretty cool. I didn't know about the turf feature. That's pretty cool. That'll be very helpful for, especially on rainy days.
Yeah, that'll be nice. We'll demonstrate, and it won't be the kind of thing where we can drop it up and down, you know, yeah, on demand all the time. We'll probably have it programmed at certain seasons, and so that people can actually come in and use it certain times of the year. But it will be something that'll be just gives a little more flexibility of what we can offer there, and we'll demonstrate some of that at the grand opening and the open house, just to kind of see how people can kind of see how those features work.
All right. Well, let's talk about summer programs. I know the registration's open now for most of those.
It is, and that's exciting in its own right, because we are, you know, think back to a year ago this time, we weren't doing a whole lot, and for those of us in recreation and, you know, the excitement of getting geared up for our summer programs and facilities, you know, that was kind of a bitter pill to swallow a little bit last year. But, you know, things are changing, and we're moving forward to restoring a lot of our programs and activities, and anticipate to have pretty much everything up and running by the fall. But that first step with the summer, and we've done a few limited programs already, but now we're kind of getting back into a little bit more of some of the things that we typically do. We've got 600 plus kids signed up for summer baseball, softball, t-ball, so we've had a real good response there. We have a number of other camps and programs and activities that are available online that you can sign up for. We're finding that people are responding pretty quickly, and we're already developing waiting lists on some of these programs. But get your name on a waiting list, and if we can add more sessions or we can expand those to accommodate more people, we'll certainly try to do that. Little Apple Day Camp was one that we're hoping to add some more spots there. The 50 spots we had available went pretty quickly, and that's quite a bit under our usual capacity, but that's somewhat driven by staffing, and that's hopefully the staffing is still an issue in several areas, but we've had a few more candidates come in for the Little Apple Day Camp, which means that we'll probably be able to add a few more spots. We've got a significant waiting list for that program too. So a little bit of a slow start on getting some of these programs up and running again. A little bit of that's tied to staffing, and some of it's just tied to capacity as we start up again. But nonetheless, it's exciting back in the business of doing some of our programs and services.
Yeah, you bet. Well, I think what everyone's looking forward to here is the aquatics update, and we're here in May now, and Memorial Day weekend is just a few weeks away, and we'll have some swimming outdoors.
That's right. Again, one of those things that we didn't get to experience last summer, and so we're excited to be able to, we're gearing up to get the City Park and Northview Water Parks open on Memorial Day weekend. So on that Saturday, May 29th, we'll be opening the doors. We've also got registration open now for swim lessons and a lot of our adult exercise classes that we offer at those locations. We've had to do a little bit of shuffling with our lineup just because we don't have the Seco location available this summer. And that has changed a little bit of our scheduling with how we've added some additional class times and another session to accommodate a little bit more of that demand, since Seco is not available. Seco is always a location that we ran a lot of our swim lessons at, and we had some evening lessons over there too. So we've got to do a little bit of shuffling to accommodate having two open instead of three. But nonetheless, we're excited about being up and running and having those facilities open for the community. And we encourage people to get signed up for those. Also mentioned that our season pass sales and our water park rentals have opened up today, and we are accepting those online, and then we'll start doing the in-person ones tomorrow if folks want to come in to City Hall, or they can also do it by the phone, over phone as well. But we encourage people to take advantage of season passes. We're doing something a little different this year. We've got kind of a two-tier season pass approach, 65 for adults, 45 for youth. So it kind of allows you to tailor that to whatever family size you have and whatever, however many you need for your particular situation. But you check out the Aquatics Facebook page. We've got the MHK PRD Aquatics, lots of updates there, new information all the time. And that's a great place to kind of keep stay in the loop on what's happening with our aquatics program. But again, we're excited about getting the doors open on our water parks this summer.
Will there be any capacity restrictions on the pools here going forward?
It appears not. There won't be too much. we'll kind of see what happens after May 16th and respond accordingly. But if there is a move to relax the mask ordinance and some of the other kinds of social distancing requirements, especially in the outdoor settings, it may not have as big an impact as we might have thought at one time on the water park operations. So we'll kind of respond to that. But as it stands now, we think that that's probably going to be something that will be a little more relaxed by the time we actually open the doors.
All right. We've got about a minute here left with Randy Clifford, recreation director here at Parks and Rec. I know you have a lot of seasonal hiring needs, and people can find those online, right?
That's right. Please check out our website, city website. We've got a lot of jobs that are available still. We still have critical needs in many areas, both programs and operational areas. Can't emphasize it enough. It's been a slow process to get people on board this year, and a different dynamic than what we normally experience because of the fact that we lost all of our seasonal staff last year. And so we're trying to rebuild a lot of those program and operating areas that we normally have, some returning staff each year. And so it's kind of starting over a little bit, and it's taken us a long time to get some people on board. And so we're needing lots more people. We need a summer job. Please check it out.
Yeah, some great opportunities to make some extra money here this summer. You can go be an umpire,
absolutely,
a scoring official, all sorts of different things. Youth sports are back, so that's good to hear. Randy, appreciate the time, and we'll talk again next month.
All right, Brandon. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
Yep, you too. Randy Clifford again joining us here from Manhattan Parks and Rec. Thanks to Jonathan Mertz from the Flint Hills Discovery Center and all of our guests from the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition, Melody and Chuck Sexton, Janet Nichols, and Christine Benny. Coming up on the program tomorrow, our city officials will preview the Tuesday meeting with Manhattan Mayor Wynn Butler and City Manager Ron Fear. That's coming up tomorrow at 9:06.
All right, Brandon, thank you much. Nice show today. Coming up, the GMCF Community Hour. We're going to be visiting with one of the staff members there, Communications Specialist McKenna Eilert. And also, we'll be finding out more about the Stand 2 Golf Tournament for the Armed Services Foundation.